Parshas Bamidbar is Alamol Far Shavuos. The Torah was given in a Midbar. A Midbar is a Mokem Shomim. The Yisoid is, Torah is not Mugbal to a certain Mokem. A person read the Chaim, if I was over here, if I was in this Matzev, if I was not too hot, not too cold, in the right Matzev, then I would learn Torah. Torah was given in the Midbar. It's not, Torah is not Musneh, it's not Mugbal to a given Mokem. B'chol Mokem Shu. Torah is also not Mugbal to a Zman. Shavuos is not on a specific date. The Gemara says it's Pa'omim Hey, Pa'omim Vav, Pa'omim Zayin. Depending if Chodesh, Nisan and Iyar are Molei or Chaser, the Cheshbon is of Sfiras HaOmer that Shavuos Pa'omim Hey is on Hey Sivan, sometimes it's Vav Sivan, sometimes it's Zayin Sivan. It's not Mugbal to a certain Tarich, because Shavuos is not Mugbal to Azman. Torah is not Mugbal to Azman. Pa'omim Hey, Pa'omim Vav, Pa'omim Zayin doesn't have a specific date. V'higisa bo yoimom v'layla. The Maral says, in the Sivas Olam, it should say, V'higisa bo layla v'yoimom. We know always in Klal Yisrael, it's layla and then the yoim. Why over here does it say, V'higisa bo yoimom v'layla, not faker? Pshat is, because it's not with the regular cheshbon of layla and then yoim. Torah is l'mala min azman. Yoimom v'layla. Shavuos is only one day. Pesach is 7 days. Sukkot, besides Shmini Atzeres, is 7 days. Zot Bnei Yisachar, that means every single day of the week, every year, Pesach is every single day of the week. There's a Monday of Pesach, a Tuesday. Pesach is for all 7 days. Pesach, every single day of the week is going to be Pesach. And every single day of the week is going to be Sukkot. Avanat Shavuos, Shavuos is only one day. Shavuos is not covering you on all the Zmanim. It's not Mugbal to his Zman. And that's a limud, as a person has to always realize that limud HaTorah is not only if it's not too hot, not too cold, not azoy, not azoy. Einer has to come in with that tluna that it's too cold in the Beis Medrash. Air conditioning, come in, it's too cold. I says, in the winter, it's too cold. That's allemal learn. There's a Medrash in the Anfang Parshas Bamidbar over here. It says, the Torah was nitna be'esh uvamayim uvamidbar. The Eish of a Mayim of a Midbar. The Eish is Vahar Sinai Kuloi, Oshan Kuloi. The Mayim brings the Pasik, Gam Shamayim, not for Gam Ovim, not for Mayim. And the Midbar is our Parsha by Yadav Hashem El Moshe, the Midbar. Eish Mayim and Midbar. The Pshat, Kenzain, and Eish Mayim and Midbar, those are Dvorim Hechrechim. You do the Chayvaz and Lavavis writes that anything that's more Hechrechi, that's necessary, so it's more abundant in the world. Avir is such a necessity, a person can't live with a few minutes without Avir. So that's where Avir is. Iberal is Avir. Mayim also is very barafkas in abundance because it's very necessary. You can only live a few days without Mayim. Lechem, a person can survive a few days without Lechem. There's still a lot of wheat, but it's less. Zohov is not as important. Yeah? And that's why there's less of it. Torah on one hand is Nidma, Ke'esh, Ke'mayim, B'midbar. Torah is mamish like Avir, like it's mamish, you need it. But on the other hand, it's not like Sam Luft. It has the Yakros, Yikari, Mipninim, Vizov. It has both Chalokim. The Baal HaTurim says that what's the Hemshech from the end of Parshas B'chukoisai to Parshas B'midbar? It ends Parshas B'chukoisai Eila HaMitzvos. And then the next Pasuk is Vayidaber Hashem Moshe B'midbar Sinai. So what's the Psharanim? Zot the Baal HaTurim Loi Malacha in Eino the Mesem Atmoy Kemidbar Eino Yochel Lidas Torah V'Mitzvahs. The Hemshech of Eila HaMitzvahs to B'Midbar Sinai is the Derech, the Oif, and how a person is going to be able to Shtel Dechtsu to Torah Mitzvahs is only if he's Mesem Atmoy Kemidbar. I would Shtel Dechtsu, we're learning Kedushin, Yedua the Ran in the Dorim, the Flamid, when the Ran touches up a Kedushin, he touches up that Kedushin is that the Isha is Mevateles Daita Uritsoina, Umesem Napsha Eitel Abal Kedovashel Hefker, and then the Baal is Machnitha Lurashusai. She's machkeres et atzma, and he's machnis al rishusay. And the Ramach and Atoyes, they think that the pshat and the Ran is that taka she's machkeres atzma before the kedushin, and then the kesef kedushin is for stage two for the v'abal machnisa atzma. There's a sach rayas. Rabbi Fall spoke about it in the Shekloli, that it's the kesef that's poiling this inyan. The kedushay kesef poils her machkeres et atzma. One could have thought that the pshat and the Ran is it's a preliminary. She's mafkeres etzma atzma, that's something far them. And then the kesef kedushin poils the machneses atzma. And he said it's gespart and asach, the gedolei achronim learn up, that avad of the pshat is the kesef itself is what poils the whole marechet, that she's mafkeres atzma and then you're machneses. But only for the sur of how a kedushin works is your mafkeres atzma. Ki yedua, there's an asuman over here between Klal Yisrael and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Behemoth, there are stiras, maybe we'll get to it. Behemshech, there's a stira. Whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Chosan and Klal Yisrael is the Kala, and there's also a Mareches where Klal Yisrael is the Chosan and the Torah HaKadosh is the Kala, and then the Eibishter is the Ov of the Kala, Shver. But that's just two separate Mahalchim. B'cholikin, in the Mareches that Klal Yisrael with the Eibishter, so the Klal Yisrael is the Kala, that's the Pshat. Eila HaMitzvot V'Somach Lei Bamidbar, because only if a person is meisam atzma like a midbar, he stels a chzu to that inyan. Shavuos, we say, is man matan tayraseinu. Be'emes, it's not so poshit. It's yedua, the famous kash of the Morgan Avram, that the Morgan Avram asks that we say in davening, zman matan tayraseinu. We have Shavuos based on the way our calendar says, on Vav Sivan, and we say Zman Matan Tayraseinu, when the emes is that it was Hoisif Moshe Emechad Midaitoi, and Shavuos was on Zion Sivan, and why are we saying Zman Matan Tayraseinu Bechlal? That's Avad, the famous Kasha, the Morgan Avram, Mitzen Bazunder, and we have to realize that Avad in the Torah, Shavuos Bechlal has other names. Shavuos is called Chag HaKotzir, Chag Shavuos, Uvayoyim Habikurim. It's Bechlal not called Zman Matan Tayraseinu. In the davening, we commemorated as Zman Matan Tayraseinu, and that's even a shtickle of a shayla, because it's not so poshut. That's the famous cash of the Morgan Avraham, so Asach Trutzim Avden. Avadas is Avazundur Shmuz. Of Bechol even Avada, we know that Avada, even though, again, in the Torah it doesn't mention this idea even, it's not mentioned Bechlal that it's Zman Matan Tayraseinu. But Avada, it's Meshach Shaychi, and it's also Tom to the Yoyim of Kabbalah Satayr, the Yoyim of Matan Tayr. It doesn't say that it's Zecher L'matan Torah. On Pesach we say Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. We don't say that it's Zecher L'matan Torah. We're not commemorating what Amol was Matan Torah thousands of years ago. On Shavuos it's Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Every year comes out the Koilis Ubrokim of Matan Torah. We have to hear it. We have to stel the tzu to it. Oh, but be'emes, it's Matan Torah. Matan Torah was the chasana between Klal Yisrael and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And every year, funai, nochamo, it's not a zecher to that Indian, it's Tata's man Matan Torah saying. In Sfarim state, that on Pesach we have mitzvahs, we have matzah, on Sukkot we have arbaminim, we have the sukkah. On Shavuos there's no mitzvahs. They explain in Sfarim that the mitzvahs are like the tachshitim that a person has, that the kala has. Shavuos is mamish the cheder yichud alein, is mamish yichud mit the rabbeinu shel olam. That's already on tachshitim. It's a half a hechra madrig. That's a hechra madrig. It's the yoyim anasun. Now there's a lot of riots that, again, like we're explaining, it's not a zecher to Matan Torah, nor this happens every year. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chav Tes. The Gemara says, "Ein mekizin dam on erev yontif." You're not supposed to do. In those days, they used to be mekiz dam. They used to blood less. The Gemara says in Shabbos, you're not supposed to do it on erev yontif. And the Gemara explains, really, you're not supposed to do it on erev Shavuos. And agav erev Shavuos, it was a takoni. You should not do it on any erev yontif. Why not? Why are you not supposed to do a kazas dam? So
סליחה. What? סליחה. זה מאוד נושא. ואני מבקש.
Why don't we do Hakazas Dam on Erev Shavuos? Zog the Gemara in Shabbos of Kuf Chav Tes, because on Shavuos comes out a Malach that his name is Tavuach, and he says, Im Klal Yisrael Yikabru Es HaToyra Mutav, V'im Lav, he's going to be Toyveach Lipsarayu. And it's a Shred L'Chazach, because this Malach HaMashchis wants to come out, and he's being Masna, Im Yikabru Es HaToyra, and if not, not. And therefore it's a very dangerous time, and you're not supposed to make his dam. I don't understand, if it's a Zecher for what was 3,000 years ago, why today, in this year, I can't do Akazas Dam? State the note, Tov Shin Ayin, you can't do Akazas Dam, because it's Yoim Tavuach, because this Malach is coming out, and he's saying, Im Yekablu Yisrael HaTorah Mutov. The Imla, it comes out again every single year. This Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah, Peradal is talking about the Karbonos of Shavuos, and we know that in every Yontif there was Karbonos, there was Par, V'ayil, Shiva Kvosim, V'sir Echad, Izim L'chatas, the Karbon Musaf of every Yontif. The Karbon Musaf of every Yontif, you have Parim and Eilim, Shiva Kvosim, and then a Sir Izim Echad L'chatas. All of them Karbon Musaf is an Oila, and then the Sir Izim is L'chatas. On Shavuos, the Lashon of the Pasuk is U'sir Echad L'chatas. It says Seir Echad L'chatas. On Shavuos it doesn't say Chatas. It says Seir Izen Echad. By all of the Yom Tovim in Parshas Pinchas, when it's explaining the different Karbonos, Par, Va'ayel, Shavuosim, Seir Izen Echad L'chatas. By Shavuos it just says Seir Izen Echad. Zok Yerushalmi B'Shavuos Loi K'siv Chet. Omalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kivan Shekibaltem Aleichem Oil Torah, Maila ani aleichem kiivu loy chatasem yemeichem. When? That year, when the makir of the carbon. Maila ani aleichem kiivu loy chatasem. And it happens every year. Makabel the Torah. Maila ani aleichem kiivu loy chatasem. It happens on Shavuos. On Shavuos they brought a special carbon called shtei alechem. Now, in Parshas Emor, it explains that together with the Shtei Alechem, they brought a few other karbonis with the Shtei Alechem. First of all, it was the only time of the year that they would bring a Shalmei Tzibur. They would bring two kvasim as a shlomim. You never have this the ganze yor. There were two kvasim for a shlomim. Shalmei Tzibur, Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur. It's once a year. It's the chasman from Klal Yisrael. We bring Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur. Hakamoydim batzeres teveina nami lochem. There's a carbon sibur that's not kulay oila or a chadas. It's a shlomin. Now people get confused, but I want to just to work out the carbonus of Yeraminut. In Parshas Pinchas, it's mentioning the carbon musaf of Shavuos. V'yoymaki babikurin, you bring parim shnayim, ayil echad and shiva kvasim, and there is an echad without lechadas. Now together with the shtei alechem, and people think it's repeating it. It's not. Together with the shtei alechem. The Shtei Alechem was a special carbon that was brought on Shavuos, Chayvus Hayoyim. And together with the Shtei Alechem, you brought two kvasim lezevach shlomim. But besides that, you know what else you brought with the Shtei Alechem? A par, two island, shiva kvasim, and a series of mechad. This is not the same as the carbon musaf. Just push it for the numbers, by the carbon musaf, it was two par and one isle and shiva kvasim. Here it's one par and two island. And it's separate. The Seif on Shavuos, they bought three Parim, three Elim, and 14 Kvasim, and two Seirim. It's two separate Marachot. There's the Marechet of Karbon Musaf in Parshas Pinchas, and then in Parshas Emor, it mentions separately the Karbonis of the Shtei Alechem. Interesting Torah. Over here, it says, Ushtir Izim Echad Lechatos. Here it does say Lechatos. Only in Parshas Pinchas, it doesn't say Chatos on Shavuos. So I saw a pshat that in the Shtei Alechem, which was earlier in the morning, it's before Kabbalah HaTorah. That's in the beginning of the day. There is still only series of Echad L'Chatas. Then Mahalten by Kabbalah HaTorah, and then by the Karbon Musaf of Shavuos, it was already by that Madrego. It was series and Echad. It's without L'Chatas. Interesting, in the davening in Musaf of Shavuos, in Musaf we mention all the Karbonis. We don't mention the Karbonis of the Shtei Alechem. We only mention the Psukim and the Siddur and the Machzer. We only mention the Karbonis mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. We don't mention the Shtei Alechem. We certainly don't mention the Shnei Kvasim of Shlomim. And we say, the two power, one aisle, Shiva Kvasa, we don't mention the one. Now it's interesting, there's some people have a girsa that instead of saying, at the end, they say, which is true, the word Shnei Se'ire Izen. But Memon Shach, if you're not mentioning the Karbonis of Parshas Emor, not the Shnei Alechem, and not the Par Vishnei Eilim, Vishiva Kvasa, what's that point, the Sawyer, Mechap Secharayim? Memon Shach, it's Tfilas Musav, and if whatever the Hezbar is, Tfilas Musav, we're not mentioning the Karbonis of the Shnei Alechem, we're only mentioning the Karbonis of Parshas Pinchas. But upon him, only over here it's series and belichatos, because that's when the Kabbalah Satayra is. You know, we count Sfiris Aymer, we go through the 49 levels, and the 7 Sfirois, 7 times the 7 Sfirois. Avada, the purpose after that, it says, Be'emes in the Pasuk, Tisperu Chamishim Yoin. The Chamishim Yoin is Keser. As I state in Sfarim, that when we say, on by Musif, upon him in the Nusach Sfarim, we say, Keser Yidn Lucha, that's the 50. We counted out all the different Chesed, Gevurah, Teferes, Netzach, Hoy, Yisoy, Malchus, Malchus, Sheva Malchus. And then there's the 50th. Some people say when you make Kiddush on Shavuos night, it's the Tisperu Chamishim Yoin. Because the Pasuk says Tisperu Chamishim, you're not 49. And I'm going to say it's by Keser. I know, some people already, they stayed up the whole night, they went to sleep by then. I don't know. L'chayra, the Iker, the Shpitz is to get to the Kabbalah Satayra. You get to the, we have the Kabbalah Satayra night, you get to Taka to that Keser. That's the Shpitz, that's when we're getting to the Elam Svashlof and them. Oh, but that's when you're getting to the Shpitz, to the Kabbalah Satayra. And we say Keser Yitnu L'cho, we're giving that Keser. We went to all the 49 Madrigals. And then it's Ki'ivu, Ki'baldim, it's a Torah, it doesn't say Chatas in Parshas Emor, yeah, but by the carbon Musif, when you by Musif, it's already Maila ani aleichem Ki'ivu lechatasrem miyemeichem. That's the Madrega of Shavuos. And like we're explaining, it happens every year. It's not Zeichel L'matan Torah, it is happening every year. There's this Chasana with Klal Yisrael, with the Rabbi Nishloilam, and with the Kabbal the Torah. There's the famous Gemara in Sochim. Rabbi Yosef said that he wants to make him the Yoimid Atzarta. He said, Avdali Igla Tulsa, make me a fancy Bosar Igla Tulsa. And he said, Ilav HaYoim HaKami Yosef Ike B'Shuka. So I sat with him and them. Over Chava Hargosha, Ilav HaYoim HaKami Yosef. A person could say, it's Tavshin Ayin now. And Be'emes, every person has the Yecholus every day to do. To go far, but Shavuos is Avadim Esugel. It's the Emes, the Zman of Matan Torah. That if a person's makabel richtig, in a year from now he'll be able to look back where he's holding and say, "Ilav HaYoima Tavshin Ayin," not HaYoima what was in Matan Torah thousands of years ago. Ilav HaYoima, that Shavuos that Taka had a profound effect on me, and I was makabel Torah. Ilav HaYoima Kam Yoyse Ike B'Shuka B'Shuka Da this B'Shuka in Droysel. In Bnei Yeshiva Lane, there's a person could come to Amad Regi, Ilav HaYoyma. And Be'emes, it's in the first, in the Karban Eida, on that Yerushalmi, which says that it doesn't say Chatas, because Maila ni Aleichem ki Uloi Chataschem, ki Ilu Nevreischem Briach Hadosho. He says, because B'chol Shona, it's Ki Yoyma Sheramad Lefnei Ar Sinai, and we're Mekabel in the Torah. And he's still Su, Chad Omer Rav Yosef, Ilav HaYoyma, Kam Yosef Yishuv. Efshe does taka made the carbonate though, it's we're legging too. Over it's ilav hayoy mataka diyor. What a person can do of a shvuas. Ilav hayoy makam yoy tiki bishuka. There's other pshatim in that gemara that ilav hayoy makam yoy tiki bishuka. There's the mahalach of the ba'er hatif. In Siman Tov Tzadi Dal, we already mentioned that Morgan Avram asks, why do we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu? Matan Torah was pushed off a day. It was not that it was Bob Sivan, we pushed Moshe Rabbeinu, it was Moshe Sivan to Zayin Sivan. We'll have Moshe, our people in Torah, celebrating Chag HaBikurim and Chag HaKotzir on the day that the Torah said we should, and Bob Sivan, right? So what are we saying Zman Matan Torah Seinu? So we said there's many Pshatim. The Morgan Avram, they said it's a remnant that the Sveikah Diyoyma, that Bnei Chutzler also say Zman Matan Torah Seinu on Zayin also. And they say the Taitz in the Magen Avraham is he's showing how the Koyach of Torah is in High Alma, that Chazal had a Koyach to make another day of Shavuos. The same Muslim that Moshe Hoysef Yem Echad Midaitai is expressed with the fact that Klal Yisrael, Chazal, and Minig Abiseinu B'Yedeni, we're Mamshech and Chutzlaret, are Moshef Yem Echad. And on Zayin Sivan, we also say, Zman Man Zayraseinu. That's the Koyach of Torah that the Torah was given in this world. Well, right, the Torah was given to us. Loi Vashemayim. Matan Torah, Ma Kipshuta, right? The Malachim didn't want it. It should be given to us, but it was given to us. It's Man. And Chazal, Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe V'Yemech HaMidayti. He made a Kal V'Choymer. He had a Yafusa, and he learned up Moshe V'Yemech HaMidayti. V'Hizkim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ayadoy. And Kimaiken, Klal Yisroel, in Chutz Lorets, is Moshe V'Yemech. The Marsha says a different shot. He says, the emphasis is, why did Moshe Rabbeinu add an extra day? Marsha on Avodah Zarah, that's the Gimel. He says, because you need the Yiras Chet Lefnei HaTorah, and Moshe Rabbeinu felt that they have to have another extra day of Yiras Shemayim, of Anova, of Yiras Chet, and they need more time to prepare. As I zok the Marsha, zok the Bayer Heit, the Vavizay Ektiv Shat. On one hand, we know Rav Yosef was Shachach Talmudai. And the MS, Rav Yosef also was the biggest Anov, the Gemara says. Rav Yosef was the biggest Anov. So why is he saying? Rav Hayoyim Kam Yosef Kibashuka. Zok the Bayer Heitiv, that's the Pshat. If the Torah, if we would have given the Torah on the 50th, so then it would be that Torah is Iker. And there are maybe bigger Tamid the Chom than me. Of Rav Hayoyim, the fact that we see that they Moshe added another day, and you see that it was because Yiras Chet and Anova comes first. So Kam Yosef Kibashuka, Zok Rav Yosef, I have that Milo, I have that Milo of Anova. As always, up to bear hate of Afanor, the Shulchan Aruch, Klapi Yenakasha, the Mogan Avram. I saw another pshat from the Chasam Sofer, Machter Achesh Ben Azei. We know the Gemara says in Shabbos that there were three things that Moshe Rabbeinu did. One of them, he was Moitzit Yem Echad Midaitoi, and under Zach, he was Shavar at Aluchais, and the third thing, he was Parash Mayishta. And on all three, the Gemara explains, he had a Yalfusa, Kal B'Choymer, and his Kamakadish Baruch HaYadi. Zot Techazim Soifer, there's a connection between two of them. Hoysif Yoymechon Midaitoi and Shavra Saluchah, Zot Techazim Soifer, there's a Cheshman that's connected. What's the Vaz? Zot Techazim. Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe an extra day, and therefore it was on Zion Sivan. Based on that, when he came down with the Luchas and broke them, it was on Yud Zion Tamas. That's what we know. Shavra Saluchah was on Yud Zion Tamas. Had Moshe Rabbeinu not been Moshe Yoymechon Midaitoi, and had he gone up and taken this Torah on Vav Sivan, then 40 days later would have been Tes Zayin Tamas. Zok Techasim Sofer, Amavol Dekazach. If it would have been Tes Zayin Tamas, the Luchas wouldn't have broken. Why? He says that it's Yidua from Sforim that Yud Zayin Tamas and onward is Mesugal for Peronis. Now we always think that it's Mesugal for Peronis because the Luchas was brought and the Meraglim and all that. He says, no, it was Farden. Al Pisoi, whatever the Indian is, Yud Zayin Tamas is Mesugal of Peronis. And when Moshe Rabbeinu came down on Yud Zayin Tamas with the Luchas, because he saw that they were Chayt and the Egg and everything, only the tzir that it was talking Yud Zayin Tamas, the Luchas broke. Had it been Tes Zayin Tamas, they wouldn't have broken. So the Hoysef Yemechad Midaitoi directly is correlated to the fact that it was Goram Shavar Saluchas. Lefi Zed, Dr. Chasam Soifer, Al-Kav, Achesh Ben Azeh. Rav Yosef was blind, and the Gemara says that Rav Yosef kid the Metargan Rav Yosef, Asach Roshanam Lernan, Toysin Baba Kamet Abkimu, not Urushanam, Asach Roshanam Genazai, that Rav Yosef Taka was Osir to learn Toyer Shevek Sav, Dvarim Shevek Sav, Iyat Roshalem Ra'opeh. Other Rishonim say no, he was blind, so he's allowed to. But there was a Mahalach in the Rishonim that he's not allowed to. Now he was able to learn Targum, and that's why he was a Baki in Targum. What's Targum? The Racham Sofer brings in Sfarim and Zavur that the Musig of Targum happened by Shviras Haluchas. In Shviras Haluchas was Neschadish this Musig that there's something that's Torah, but it's not Mamish Torah, the Targum of Torah. And it was Noitzar to leave Shviras Haluchas. Had there not been this Metzias of Targum, Rabbi Yosef wouldn't have been able to learn Bechlav. Because Rabbi Yosef was blind, and Torah Shevek Sav Mamish, he wasn't able to learn. Dvarim Shevek Sav Yet Torah Shevek Sav Yet Dr. Chasam Sofer, Omer Rav Yosef, Ilav Hayoimo, Kama Yosef Yibishuka. If not for the fact, not for fear of Tolchezna, if not for the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was Moisef Yabech and Midaita, Hayoimo, that Yoim that Moshe Rabbeinu was Moisef, that he brought the Torah down on Zayin, which because of that, he came down on Tez Zayin, on Yud Zayin Tamas, not Tez Zayin. And only to leave them was Nishbar Luchos, and only to leave them, Rav Yosef is able to learn. Rav Yosef, the blind Rav Yosef, is able to learn Targum. Yeah. That's the Kami Yosef, Ika B'Shuka. We're saying that every year is Matan Torah. And we have to realize what for our Madrega it was. I saw in the Sefer Nesiva Sholem, in the Swanim Rebbe, he says over there, Zach, that's this Margish line. The Gemara says in Shabbos Avtiches that Kol Dibur V'Dibur that the Eivishter said by the Luchos, the Klal Yisrael was jumped back La'achirei Am Yud Beis Mil. They pushed it, they weren't able to be soivel, and they went back Yud Beis Mil. And the Emes, they were Parchon Ishmosim. When Malachim came, Gemara brings the pasuk, Malachim tzvaka is yidoidun yidoidun, that the Malachim were pashut, gave them their chiyus back. So he brings, Rav Baruch Mimezhev was asked the kasha. And even the Talmidim for the Baal Shem Tov, Rav Baruch Mimezhev was asked, how is it Shaykh the Malachim had the chutzpah to touch Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael! The Klal Yisrael that's being makabel the Torah, how did the Malachim even, it says that they slept them back. How did the Malachim do it? Even Malachim is asking, these Megalach, Malachim should be able to honor Klal Yisrael. And he gave a teret. He said, because since Klal Yisrael was makabel the Torah, the entire world is because of the Torah. Without the Torah, there's no chiyus to anything in the entire world. And the whole world is crumbling. And who are then? All the Malachim are pashut, not having any schus kiyum anymore. The Malachim realized, and that's the lashon of the pasuk, yidoidun yidoidun, a lashon of dad. They were yoinik. The Malachim realized they have no choice. The etzem was another for them to unrear Klal Yisrael. But they had no choice. Their chiyus is coming from there. He said he used to shry this kasha viot malachim ha'ozo on top of him. And the terrorists, they had no choice, it was their lifeline. So he says, the Nesiv HaSholem, you see from this vort, from Avraham Mezhevush, oichet from the kasha, when oichet from the terrorists, the gross Klal Yisrael is by Matan Torah. It's two different shparks, let's say dinam. Erdens from the kasha from Rabbarah. Mezet, a friend of that kasha, that means, what made that Klal Yisrael by Matan Torah? A first thing is, we malachim rearing zayon. Und sein Territz, that the whole Chiyas is from them. Eichet von sein Kash und Eichet von sein Territz, that means, what made that Klai Yisrael the Matan Torah? Wir darf verstehen, that every year it's Kabbalah to Torah Matan Torah. Und if we're margish, and we can durchgreifen, and I've added the way to go and try to reach this Madrega, is by learning the sugya of Chalip and Midin Kesef, and with Av Zakai, and learning up a Shvera Toysis, and with them coming through to Torah, Avada. But to the break of what's made, on we're into Torah. And what's made the Klal Yisrael b'shas matan Torah? We know there's a stira. On one hand, there was Nasa v'nishma. On the other hand, Kof aleim har kegigas. Toys are spelled already on the kasha. Toys are psochem daf teches. Why was it necessary Kof aleim har kegigas? They already said Nasa v'nishma. Zot toysis. Kofalim harkigigis. The apa pisha kvar higdimu nasil and nishma. Shema ha yuchoizrin kishiyiru ha esha gedoilu. Interesting mahalach from Toises. Toises, the emes they were already holding by nasil and nishma. No, Hashem was worried that they're going to be chazer boy when they see the esha gedoilu. And the mele, it was necessary to have the kofalim harkigigis. Correct the kasha. If the kofalim harkigigis is just a precaution because of the raw esha gedoilu. So don't make an esha gedoilu and don't make problems and then you don't need the kofalim harkigigis. State though, as Torah is an Eish HaGdoyla. It's not Agav or Grada or Zaitim. Dos is the Metzias. It's an Eish HaGdoyla. Now the Eish HaGdoyla is now, of course, maybe Shema Yachzru Bam. You need a couple of Markagigas. Oh, but there's nothing Torah on the Eish HaGdoyla. Torah gave with Eish HaGdoyla. As other than Torah. If you do the Medrash Tanchum and Parshas Noyach, says a different Mahalach that Torah Sheb Chsav was Nasa Vinishma, Torah Sheb Al Peh was couple of Markagigas. Until by Purim with Hadar Kibluah, that the Torah Shebal Peh also. The Maral explains the Inyan of Kapalim Har Kegigis. Avada they already accepted Al Snasa V'Nishma. Or the Kapalim Har Kegigis created that Klal Yisrael must have the Torah. Their Chiyas is dependent on it. It's their oxygen. Without Kapalim Har Kegigis, in Echanami, Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah. Me'ava, Me'rot. Oh, but Kapalim Akagigas is not a negative. Oh, it was forced. It's a lower madrega. It's not a question of a lower madrega. It's creating a new metzias. That Klal Yisrael were mukhrochen. They don't have a lifeline without the Torah. That was Neschadish in the Kapalim Akagigas. In Shem Yishmol state, and under a Knech, what's the Milo from the Kapalim Harkigigis? He said, Avada be'emes is, Al Snasa v'nishma Klal Yisrol, they prepared themselves all the 49 days in the Midbar, and they slashed the Magbola. They were preparing themselves, and Avada, it was Nasa v'nishma, there was Ava, Yekedet Bekirbom, to come close to Kateribashef, to Rabbanishlaim. So what did the Kapalim Harkigigis do? Pshat Hazeh is a Yisoid, even when someone knows that it's the right thing to do, and he wants to do it, and his Ratzon Pnimi Be'emes is to do it, but then someone forces him to do it, whatever the situation may be, between a father and a son, a Rebbe and a Talmud, or any Marechet Yachasim, if the other side is forcing you, that right away in Metzias, that Teva of a person, it's Ma'or Hisnagdus. It's something you wanted to do. It's something Be'emes you wanted to do, and you know it's taka good for you to do, but if Yen is forcing you to do it, it's not the same. Yen is saying that Ashtek Muslim Tanazoi, that's the Teva. Yeah. In psychology, as I say, yeah, that's the type of the person. The person, you're being forced, then you don't want to do it. If the person wanted to force you, okay, that's what you wanted to do. You were on your way to do it. But he's telling you to go do it. It's a mitzvah that it's yoytzer esnach. Zot the shame yishmol azah. Avada the yidum holding by nasa v'nishma. But they were worried. They're doing it totally kokuli mitzad nasa v'nishma. What would be when things cool off a little bit, right? We're not going to always be holding exactly under Madrega of Kal Yisrael by Mount Torah. And then, where are we going to be holding it? Kafalim Harkigig is created that Hashem says, no, you know, I'm forcing you also. So that even in the Mount Torah lane, there was also that I'm forcing you, which is Ma'ir, that is Nagdus. And Abba became the same Nasa and Ishmael. That instilled in them for the Meshech Hazman also, the Doiris, that there should be the Nasa and Nishma attacker, even when this Nisoir is Nagdus. The Kafalim Harkigig is created that situation. Because Be'emes, it was not shy of such a situation. The Avada they wanted. He talks there in another place, the Shem Yishmol. Murder the Gezach. It's Meisir Shaykh to this way, but it's under an Akuda. The Eibishter went to all the Umet Ha'olam and he offered them the Torah. And they all asked Maksiv Bey. And each one was told by the Eibishter Shloylam. And it's Meduik, the Eibishter picked for each Umah something that he knew was Mamish Astira to their Teva. He told them, Leisir Tzach, Leisir Nof. And each one of them, each Umah, said, oh, if that's what's Ksivba, then it's not negate. The Eibishter could have offered them, you know, maybe good things that are there, that maybe they would be interested. No, he picked out what he realized would be the Shpit Hisnagdus to them. And that's why they said no. Now, Breitza comes, Klal Yisrael Avada, the Iker is that they didn't ask questions and they said Nasa V'nishma, so it wasn't negate. But, Doctor, the Umas Oilam can come with the Taina. Taki, you're right, that Klal Yisrael was better than us. We opened our mouths and asked Maksivva, and then you right away showed us something Shpit that we don't want. And the Meir we didn't want. Klal Yisrael wasn't again because they said Nasa V'nishma. But if you should have offered them something against them, you should have told them. You should have told them something that you realized was against their mahus. And can you do again each Ummah? Was it Sam? HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked something that was the spirit of the mahus of the whole Ummah. Something that's the spirit of the mahus of the whole Ummah. Esav is mahusa, he's Leisirtach. The Yishmael is Leisinov. The Leisignoi. The Aminumoyev is Leisinov. Every Ummah, the Metzias of their. So, what? Zokta, I think the Chiddush Harim said this also. The Eibishter did give Klal Yisrael. Even though they said Nasa V'nishma, the Eibishter told Klal Yisrael something that was just as hard for them, that was a spirit to everything they wanted, and after it became, they were makabel. What was that thing? He shomer min lalois behar unegoya bekotzeyu. There was a special lav doiraisa, only lizman, not ledoiris, that b'shas matan Torah, it's osur to go even near the mountain. Not them, not their mikneh, not any of their rechush, not to go near the mountain. Doctor, that was the shpitz azhora, that's a spirit to the whole mahus of what Klal Yisrael wants. Klal Yisrael wanted kirvas Hashem. Klal Yisrael now by Mount Torah wants to go. They want to get his knas of an Ishmael, it's an Elishmael, a lyricist Malkeinu. And the Eibishter said, just like to the other umays, I'm telling them something that the Torah is mitzvah, that's connected what they want. I'm going to be mitzvah also. And Klal Yisrael was nizar taka. He shomer mi lalis bahar on the goyi b'katzeyu. That he shomer mi lalis bahar is what Klal Yisrael. And again, you see, that's what Klal Yisrael wanted. That's what Klal Yisrael wanted. That's the shpitz what Klal Yisrael wanted. Klal Yisrael said Nasa V'nishma. There's a famous kasha. Nasa V'nishma L'choira is Dover She'enei Kotzov. If you don't know what you're getting into, how could you be mishtabed yourself? It's a Rambam, and Hilchas Mechira. A person can be mishtabed himself, but only on a Dover Kotzov. A person can't be mishabed himself on a Dover She'enei Kotzov. And over here it's Engler Kitzvah. They don't know what they're getting into. Nasa V'nishma. They weren't Shemeh yet what they're being Mishtabah themselves. L'chair the Shibur is not Chal. Is the Beit HaLevi Frek Bikasha. And he has all Arichas. And he touches up, but you saw it. Nasa V'nishma Klai. So what they were saying is, we're becoming Avodim. An Eved could be mishtabed to one thing, as Erez and Eved. An Eved now, you can tell him to do whatever you want. I, it's Engla Kitzvah, he didn't know what the various avoidus and tashmishan that he's going to have to do for you. That's not Dabar Engla Kitzvah. Because his mahus is that Eved, an Eved is gufay kamen. So the type of Nasa Vinishma is not Vinishma Harbe Pratim and we're mishtabed himself on all those Pratim. You can't be mishtabed on all those Pratim. Because it's a Dabar Shein Kitzvah. The type from the Nasa Vinishma was Abdus. I saw a different shot from the Chidot. The Chidot says that, we spoke about this before, that Matan Torah was an Asuin, and he says it's important in Poiskim, and that visit the Makar, that Bishat and Asuin, you know, people make a Tznoyim and they Mishtabit to each other. In an Asuin, there's no cloud that ain't other Mishtabit al Dabash Engle Kitzvah. That's the Levi's Malach was that the Taich of Nasa Vinishma is Abdus. And that, and Barichas explains there in Drush Yud Zayin. In the back of the chuvas, he has drushes and drush Yudzayin. He's mired up to explain this musig. And by a goy, it's not shy such a musig, he says, by a benoyah. Benoyah have sheva mitzvahs, but it's not with abdus. Klal Yisrael was makabal themselves, abdus, and the abdus memela from up to all the pratim. The other mahalach is that it's nesuin, like we spoke before. That with Klal Yisrael, the Baruch Shalom was a nesuin. In a nesuin, you can be mishtabid, even on Dabash Enikit. And like we explained, there's two nesuins. There's the Klal Yisrael with the Kaddish Baruch and Klal Yisrael with the Torah. Ashrei Adam, the pasuk in Mishlei. Ashrei Adam sheimei ali lishkoid al dal soisa yoim yoim lishmar mezuzas pischi. In this pasuk in Mishlei, talking about hasmodas, it's an unlearning. Ashrei Adam sheimei ali lishkoid al dal soisa yoim yoim yeder tog, not the misaday. Yeder tog. There's a meiri, a moiridik meiri in his pirush on Mishlei. The meiri says, by any other thing besides Torah, a malacha, a person has to build a building, let's say. And the building is 10 stories high. So you build, one day it took you, you built a story, it will take you 10 days. Each day is one floor of the building. You take a break for a day. So that day you didn't build. You come back the next day, it didn't fall apart. You can go back. So whatever the allotted time is, it takes a week for a story, for each story, or a month, or a day, whatever the allotted time is, you put in your time, that was accomplished, it won't go down. And the next day, fight, you do more. By Torah's up there, it's Nishtazot. By Torah, the Meiri brings this ready bemis from Rav Sadia Goyim. By Torah, let's say a person is going to finish a certain amount of Torah, it will take him 10 years. Shas, or Mesech, whatever it is. Let's say whatever it is, for 10 years, it will take you to finish something. Don't think that the way it works is that the first year you do a tenth of it, and the next year you do another tenth, and the next year another tenth. The first year you do a lot less than a tenth. By Torah it doubles itself. By Torah it goes, not it's not just one floor and another floor and another floor. In Torah it explodes, it multiplies. And if you have to accomplish something, when, let's say within 10 months, years, days, whatever it is, but 10, it's not just that each day, each kibbutz of zman, you do a tenth of it. In the beginning it's just a little bit and then it goes much more. On the other hand, if you have a hafsoka, if you have a hafsoka, then it shteres. What you have already also falls apart. And you won't have that retzifus. Someone that learns for 10 years, but not for retzifus, I'm all yeah, I'm all not, I'm all yeah, I'm all not, at the end of the thing, counting out the days he missed, so he has 5 years. But someone that learns 10 years for retzifus has millions of years. Because by Torah it goes, it's not, that's not the lotion that innovating, he's marach about it, but it's both makudas. That by a gashmistic thing, when you're trying to build a zach, every section is that amount, and it's taka per its size. It doesn't multiply more, and if you stop in the middle, what you did already, you did, was accomplished. In Torah, it's yoim yoim. And if you go taka per its surface of yoim yoim, on a hefsik, it multiplies more to musogim that we don't have. How the child, the gedolim that knew a zoifel Torah in their 90 years that they lived, it couldn't be that they did that much. They lived much more than 90 years, because if it's beretzifus, you live millions of years, and if it's ketuim, then taka b'kershi, it's 70 out of the 90 years, or 50 out of the 90 years. But if it's beretzifus, it's kesei the multiplying. As I say, klar and meiri vayts chayis. And about zugestelt, I saw a word, same idea from Rav Shlomo Arieli in the Akdamas and Rav Kiveger. The blue of the Kiveger, and every Masechet is Gevaldik Akdamas, and the other Masechet of us, under the Kveges. Always about Torah. Mamash, Gevaldike raid over there. Also like in Torah. But he says there, Avorah, state, Yekorahim Epininim. A penina, he says, is a stone, a pearl or a stone, a precious stone. And his emes of us for state in diamonds or in precious stones, a stone that's twice the size of a different stone is not twice the price. 10 times. And a stone that's 10 times the size of another stone is thousands of times more. A diamond, if it doubles or tens in size, it doesn't just, the price, you should run it to the end. That's Yekorahim Epninim, Abay Torah, Melech, it's the same you saw it. Yekorahim Epninim, Abay Torah, Asho mit noch Asho, is nish tvei sho. Asho mit the heftik mit noch Asho, is bekoishi ula is tvei sho. That also not so posh. Over tvei sho ratzuf, this is a sachmer. Asrei odom shemei li lishkal ala sechtel yoyim lishma mezuzah is tvei sho.